Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. The coming storm is a blast from the past winter, with rain showers and enough cold air to bring snow down to the mountain passes. Charter school advocates sue Los Angeles Unified over access to district campuses. Community college students in LA get lessons in managing personal finances.
The whole purpose of the class is to demystify it for people.
And these workshops are free. Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The forecast for the next storm approaching the Southland is becoming clearer. The National Weather Service expects that tomorrow night through Friday, it'll be cloudy and cool with plenty of showers and a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Snow levels will be so low that it's possible all the major mountain passes will be affected. Meanwhile, the latest manual measurement of the Sierra Nevada snowpack shows that it is above average at a key location near Truckee. That's two good years in a row now. Andy Rising is an engineer who helped with the snow survey that forecasts the water supply for much of the state.
Whether it's warm or cool over the next several months will indicate how much of what percentage of this snow actually melts off into water and hits our reservoirs.
Rising says it'll also depend on how humans affect our rivers and watersheds. State officials say more is also being done to learn from Native American tribes about water management that does less harm to the environment, including burn strategies and meadow restoration. College applicants in California have a little extra time now to turn in their FAFSA forms because a revamp has proved troublesome for some applicants. LAist higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez reports there's one group that is having particular problems with this year's federal form, applicants with really long last names.
College advisor Sebastian Ramirez is helping these kinds of applicants at Cabrillo High School in Long Beach. He says the application can't handle long Spanish surnames, especially ones with hyphens.
The workaround that we've figured out with this is that we need to type in up to 16 characters of that last name, leave it cut off.
And that misspelling will get applicants through that glitch. College officials say they're providing help by phone, Zoom, and online, so frustrated applicants don't give up on the application and college enrollment. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
Money is a constant stressor for many community college students. At Los Angeles City College, a free workshop helps them learn to deal with debt as well as how to save and invest for the future. Bruce Miller is a retired marketer who leads these sessions. He hosts similar workshops at colleges across the country.
People get so weirded out hearing about money that, ooh, it's too complicated, or ooh, I need to have a fancy degree in math or finance. The whole purpose of the class is to demystify it for people.
Miller says the students he talks to usually don't have much to invest, but he hopes the workshops give them the knowledge to make sound financial decisions when the time comes. Earlier this year, the Los Angeles Unified School District adopted a rule that steers charter schools away from existing public school campuses that serve students identified as high need. Now, charter school advocates are suing to end that policy. Myrna Castrejon leads the California Charter Schools Association.
We have consistently maintained that this policy is a shameful and discriminatory attack on public charter school students for which the district shares a responsibility to house.
The lawsuit is the latest in a legal battle that stems from a law passed more than 20 years ago guaranteeing that charter schools have access to public school facilities. An LAUSD spokesperson said in a statement it does not typically comment on pending or ongoing litigation. Coming up, more American children are dying from guns than they are from car accidents or drowning. Los Angeles County is taking a step toward curbing that trend.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report. Los Angeles County authorities have a new strategy to curb gun violence. LAist senior health reporter Jackie Fortier says that the county is giving away gun locks.
Doctors and nurses at LA County-run medical facilities will start giving out gun locks to patients who want them and own guns. The locks work by threading a steel cable through the weapon to prevent accidental firing. Like a bike lock, a gun lock can be opened with a key. The county plans to give away 60,000 of the devices at medical facilities and by request online. Firearms are the number one cause of death for children in the U.S.
Jackie says gun locks will be available at 6 LA County medical facilities before eventually expanding to libraries across the county. You can read more in her story at LAist.com. A longstanding tradition on Olvera Street in downtown Los Angeles welcomes pets of all kinds. The blessing of the animals happens the day before Easter Sunday when people can have their furry friends blessed by the Archbishop. It's been happening since the 1930s, and this past Saturday, LAist visual journalist Samantha Helu Hernandez attended.
Despite the rain, hundreds of Angelenos gathered to have their dogs, parrots, and even a cow blessed by the Archbishop of LA, Jose Gomez. Alma Cielo brought her 20-year-old snake, Bigote, who she says she met on the same day as her husband. Maria Serrano came with her family and brought a dog, 4 lovebirds, 2 cockatiels, and a 12-year-old tortoise. She says her house is like a zoo and she wanted all her animals to be blessed, to be protected by God.
Samantha has photos of many blessed animals and their human companions at LAist.com. Ahead of the wintry rain, Southern California is having another typical spring day with above normal temperatures. From the beaches into downtown Los Angeles and the Santa Clarita Valley, it'll be in the low to mid 70s. Other coastal valleys in the IE will be in the mid to upper 70s, and the Antelope Valley will get into the 70s today, and the Coachella Valley will be up around 87. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.